Hey, this is John with the Bodybuilding Pro Series, and this evening I'm pleased and tickled to have with us a Florida resident and a two-time Bikini Pro IFBB Pro League champion for the 2018 season, and this is early in the season. This girl is hot. Rafaela Milagros, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
With the change in qualifications for the Olympia, are you now qualified, having won two pro shows? I think you have to do it on points now, right?
Yes. It is for points right now. But I have 16 points, but I will do Salt Lake City on next weekend.
You are doing
And I hope get some... Yes. I'm going to Salt Lake, and I hope get some extra points and make sure that I'll be at Olympia this year.
Wow, that would be amazing if you won three. Now, you won the Fit World on March 24th, and then you won the Governor's Cup last weekend, March 31st. So three in a row would be amazing.
Yes, it would be amazing. I don't know. I'm just, let's see how it goes, but I'm really excited to do that week.
Yeah. Now, you don't post a tremendous amount on social media, but now that you have started your competitive season, you have reflected on your competitive history, and you noted in one of the posts that you took 4 years off competing. Could you give us all of that? You're giving me a little of it off air, and I'm like, oh, hold on, Rafaela, I don't want you mad at me having to repeat this twice. So
okay. So, yes, I took 4 years, kind of off, because I was so young when I started to compete, and I was, kind of immature, and I didn't have much experience, and it was really hard to do, diet after diet, because I won all my shows when I was amateur, and when I become pro, to a lot of things to doing my diet. I was like, oh, I don't know. So I took a break, but always I had this on my mind and on my heart to the passion for bodybuilding. And I used to follow athletes, I used to follow the sport in overall. And when I moved to the U.S., I was like, oh, perfect. Now I have a great support here because I have a lot of pro shows, and I can do this investment in my career and come back to again.
Now, you say you started when you were really young. You started competing at 18?
Yeah, 18, 19. I don't remember actually, but about 18, 19 years old. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just remember that I became pro 19 years old, so I don't remember. Because it was really short. It was in 2 months, I won my state championship and my nationals, and a couple months after I did the Arnold Classic and I became pro athlete.
So you did the Rio de Janeiro championships, won that, then Brazil, your national championships, the Brazil championships, and won that, and then your next show was the Arnold Brazil. The
Arnold Classic.
That was the first year of the Arnold?
Sorry?
Was that the first year of the Arnold Brazil?
Yeah, the first ever. 2013.
I was there. I was there for that year. That was an amazing show. I know another blonde Brazilian bikini competitor looks very similar to you. She competed that year as well. But now... Amazingly, that's three shows. You've only competed, a total of 7 times, correct?
Yes. I'm really, really excited this year because now I see I have a great mind to follow my sport, my diet, all my stuff. And I'm more mature right now. And I have a really good coach, too, that he supported me. And I've been learning a lot with him. Mm-hmm. I got Kimbo Kimoto. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy. You know, I can see that. Because the sport is really more mentality than food can be, right? Mm-hmm. And I can see that I have a really good mind now. And I hope through this year, this whole year, like a lot of competitions and maybe a movie. I'm sure I'm trying to get there in to Olympia, and I'm sure this weekend will be really good also at South Lake too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how different does it feel? You mentioned you didn't feel that you were mature enough in those early years when you first turned pro. You did two pro shows, and I think your first one, you were second in your first pro show, and sixth, I think, was the next place, and then you laid off. But how much different does it feel now having someone like Kim Otto, who is one of the premier OG bikini coaches? How much of an influence has that been, your being more mature plus having such a great coach like Kim?
Yes, I think it was a combo. I'm having a little bit more ease now, and also Kim has a really good stretch of me. He's your mentor, is not only your coach. To talk about with you and some like normal issues that we have, he knows how to calm it down and, you know, make you feel a little more relaxed. And but also, I think that because I have a little bit more age now, I'm more mature. Mm-hmm. Something you have to get experience. You can't just like, oh, I'm 19 years old. Some people do that, some people don't. And at the time, I didn't make it. I can do now pretty well. And about my change, I cannot explain actually the main reason. Maybe my good coach, my good direction that I have with Kim, and also be more mature. I think that's why.
I ask on social media if folks had questions for you, and one competitor, Susan King, she asked a bunch of general questions, but I thought they were really good, kind of journalistic sorts of questions. So what what's your height?
How tall? I'm 5'4".
5'4"? Okay. So you're not a shorty. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of in that kind of middle height sort of range. What's your...
Yeah.
Your stage weight?
I was 105.
Really? 105?
Mm-hmm.
Is that typical for you? Is that what you're the weight you carried when you competed previously?
So, I did two shows the past 2 weeks. So, my first show, I was like 106. And the second show, I was 105. Something like that, and probably this week, and now we like 104 and a half, something like that, 105. It's pretty low, pretty little.
yeah, for 5'4" too.
Yeah.
It doesn't show though. I mean, you look full and, you know, just complete. You look healthy too. There's.
Yeah.
And how about for your off-season? What's your off-season weight like?
So, basically, I did this off-season. I wasn't dieting. I wasn't working out. I just started my prep. And my weight was kind of weird because I had a lot of local fat too. And I was working on to get some muscle and lose some fat. Was basically like 114, 115 pounds, but because I was worth like a kind of off season, but probably I will start a next off season after this Salt Lake City with like 107, 108.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so coming into this show, you weren't per se in an off season. It was more just a matter of you were living life normally, eating and eating a normal life, and then you kind of jumped into it, correct?
Yes, that's it.
Wow. Well, that's so much for that. That makes it sound like people ought to do that more often, maybe.
not really, just because before starting work with Kim, mm-hmm. I was living like a regular life, like a normal life, no diet, no output life. Mm-hmm. And I had to do like all the work again to get some muscle enough to get shred to complete. Okay. That's why I think.
But you didn't drop from 140 or 50 pounds. It was still, you were still pretty close to the weight. You just needed to increase the training and tighten up the diet.
Got it. Mm. Yeah, that's it.
What is your, Susan also asked, what's your training regimen like to get stage ready? Do you do a lot of plyos? Do you do free weights?
What? No. In the fun thing to say, because I have like a regular workout, I train everything with a lot of weight, and normally 5-6 days. My off season I work out at like 4 or 5 days a week, and now I work out 6 days in a cardio, and I do 2 times a week in a lot of weight. And all the kinds of exercise, like free weight, machine, like a really a bodybuilding workout. Because some of the kids, they say, oh, I can't work out that part. but no, I train everything.
You train everything. You have a favorite body part to train?
My favorite, I like knees, but I like shoulders.
Yeah.
Really bad. I really like
shoulders. So yeah, we expect all the bikini competitors to say glutes. But that's because you have to focus on the glutes, right? So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But the shoulders is it your delts? Is it what part of the shoulder?
Yeah, the delts. I love the upper body overall too. Like arm type, but I love it. Mm-hmm. It's hard to see, but those are kind of my favorite too.
Oh, nice, nice. Now, let's see your nutrition. Susan also asked about nutrition. She asked all the good questions. She did.
Mm-hmm.
What's?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh well, you've told us a bit about your pre-show. Well, your off-season. Your pre-prep diet was normal, but what's it like with your diet? Calories, what type of foods do you eat, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I didn't change much for my off-season to my pre-contest, to be honest with you. I took a little bit of calories, but I had like kind of same macros, same good fat, same white meat, carb. I just use low carb, and it was like a white potato that I use, like sweet potatoes and brown rice. Mm-hmm. And I didn't take any carb to compete, and I don't take water. It's a pretty, Kim, he don't change much from the off season to prep. Mm-hmm. He just dropped a little bit of calories, and also the things he eats with food. Like a normal mix. I just take some, drop a little bit of water. I do my diuresis, like drink a little bit more water and drop a little bit after when the show is coming. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty normal. Nothing different.
What type of meats are you eating? Fish or chicken or? Beef?
Just like meat. Sometimes I eat turkey, sometimes I eat chicken, sometimes I eat fish. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter much.
Oh, okay. Well, so you mix it up, and you're kind of versatile. You like?
Yes. Yes, and I like it to change. Sometimes I'm in the mood to be chicken, sometimes I'm like fish. can't say don't mind as I can between the white meat I can choose anyone.
And you like it all, so you're kind of easy to cook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really easy going to eat. I love
it. I'm curious, being that you're from Brazil, did you live in the Rio area, or where do you have?
No, I live in Florida, being 3 years. I visited Brazil like often. I love in Brazil, but to compete, I have to stay here and to focus on my career. I have to stay here for a while, but always I visit Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
My family there.
So you do have family back in... What city are you from in Brazil?
I'm from Minas Gerais. It's a big state in Brazil.
And you do have... you have family.
I have what?
You still have family there? And do you have family here as
well?
Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm, my whole family is in Brazil.
Oh, so... Now, aside from competing, what else do you do there in the, what is it, you're in a suburb of Orlando, Florida, correct?
Yes. I used to work with my sister in Brazil in her company. Mm-hmm. We have a company together of accessories, like earrings, rings, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, girl. You're an entrepreneur.
Yes. Yes, kind of. But since I decided to back to compete in my off season, my prep, I'm like just focusing to come back on my career. And really focused actually. And it was kind of hard because, like I said, I wasn't working out, I wasn't dieting. And when I decided, I just decided to do like my 100%. And so now I'm focused in my career, but still work with my teacher. Well, let's see how my career is going on, and I'm really excited to come back to you.
It was no small feat winning two back-to-back bikini pro shows with kind of stacked lineups, too. What were your thoughts like when you won in, at the Culver City show, the Fit World Pro, and then the Governor's Cup? What did that feel like, and what was the feedback you got from Kim?
I also put in the headshot, the feedback after each show. Both say that I can, what's funny, because the first head judge was a Brazilian guy, and they say, "Oh, we cannot say much about feedback because we are Brazilian, so we love the food." And he said, "Oh, we have to tight a little bit your glutes and your hamstring separation, and get it better." But they say it's really great, your condition looks great, but there's something that you can work on is the separation between your glutes and hamstring, and Sandy and last show, she said, she said, "Oh my God, I cannot say something for you because you look like perfect." I mean, like not perfect, but she said, "Oh yeah, but something that you think." She said, "Oh, it's that complicated to say because it's an overall package." I was like, "Oh, but maybe I don't know my size, that thing, but it's the overall package." Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say to you to change something because your overall package is really, really good.
Awesome.
But I'm sure, I'm sure Kim, you know that I'm completely happy to improve, of course. But Kim probably knows better than I know, how to work on this improvement. But keep the same line and... to get better at Olympia, because I hope I will get there. If I don't make it, hopefully I can do another show and try. But I'm confident that I would do a at least a top five and get some appoint at least. And yeah. I like to check in, get points enough to win and this next weekend or perhaps to do another one, but I'm really excited.
Yeah, yes, that's a, and people maybe can't appreciate it. It's rather expensive to travel around and eat.
Yeah.
Fortunately for you, you're winning prize money.
Yeah, that's what it helps me now because I don't have a sponsorship yet.
So yeah.
I just spend all the expenses from myself. So, but this money prize helped me a lot. And people say, oh, yeah, but this money prize is gonna make you like, oh, I have a lot of money. No, because I'm just spending all the money and it's a show, you know. I did Fit Awards paid my expenses to Sacramento. In Sacramento, I'm going to pay my expenses to something like and like that, because I don't have a sponsorship yet, but it's a worship.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned you don't have a sponsor yet. Are there certain sorts of companies that you would like to represent? I say maybe that's a trick question, but you know, some people would like to represent a supplement company. You know, some people would like to maybe represent a clothing line or, you know, something of that nature.
Absolutely. Hmm? I mean, I don't like it when I say I don't have a sponsorship, which is to pay my expenses to travel, stuff like that, like supplement brand. But I have my glam, like my suit and my accessory from CJ. And glam competition journal. So it helped a lot already. They are the best in my opinion. But it's a complicated to say because I don't have a favorite brand because thank God in the States we have a lot of new brands of supplements, clothes, stuff like that. I just like to companies, I mean, I just really appreciate the company, the kind of company they appreciate the athletes, you know. Because some companies, they just, they get like a fit models, nothing against fit models. But I really appreciate the way the company, they value the athletes, you know, the hard work. And it's in my opinion.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to know that you do feel that way because, you know, people have all sorts of reasons and values about, you know, we wonder sometimes if the athlete holding up a product, if they actually use it or that sort of thing. Are there any certain supplement brands that you actually do use? Maybe we can pitch them.
I do. I use a lot of Revolution. I really like Evolution. I like Fit4 too. Evolution actually can really recommend. That's why I've been using my prep. And yes, I used to use a couple CLA stuff like that, but my protein shake, my thermal, all the kind of stuff was from Evolution actually.
Honey needs to. Honey needs to sponsor you.
He's really good.
You and Jeremy Bendia. So, well, that's quite a match. Well, you live in the Orlando area. Have you lived here in Florida the entire time, the 3 years you've been in the States?
Yeah,
Florida. It's amazing when I see the competitors list and I see you're on it and then you're competing on the other side of the country. I want to share that information and it's like, hey, we have this jewel in our midst here in Florida. hopefully we'll see you at some area shows as well. Yeah, even if it's just in the audience or, you know, they're supporting the athletes and so forth. So that's...
Of course. I think it's really important, you know, not only compete, but support the sport because we make the sport grow up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And are you, let's say you win the show or you earn some points at the Salt City show, are you looking at possibly taking off some time and maybe having a little bit of an off season prior to the Olympia, or would you continue competing for some? I guess I'm wondering if you think that you could continue competing. How long can you compete before you need to take a break?
My first time that I'm doing back-to-back shows, I never did that before. Mm-hmm. But I was talking with Ken, and he said if you get enough points to qualify at the show, mm-hmm. I would take a break to leave. I'm not going to compete anymore.
Okay.
But, you know, we never know how body responds, how things mm-hmm. are on stage. So if I don't make it, I will do one more show. But okay. Now my goal, I think, I hope, get enough points in making for the Olympics.
Yeah, definitely. Hope so, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, when I mentioned other shows, obviously we have shows like the Tampa Pro and the Hurricane and area shows, but then that's, you know, that's months away, and, you know, here this girl wants to eat.
mm-hmm.
So hopefully you get the points, but hopefully we'll see you. Regardless, maybe we'll see.
Yes, of course.
We'll see with another 5 or 10 pounds on.
Not that competitor. I'll be there to watch and cheer for.
Awesome. And if possible, I'd like to get by and shoot a little video, a promo video, maybe some working out at the gym for NPC News Online, that sort of thing.
So perfect.
Awesome.
Of course. I'm more than happy to do that.
Awesome.
As soon as I get in Florida, I can text you. I mean, I would get in Florida on next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there during the week, and mm-hmm. you can see your schedule, and we see how when match, then we can schedule to do together.
Awesome. We'll try to get that done here before long. I'll be over there next weekend as well for it's the Europa weekend, so I'm not covering that show, but I do have various assignments around it. So I'll be there doing shoots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that will work if you're not competing on another stage somewhere.
I don't think so.
Well, it's been a joy speaking with you, getting to know you a bit more. I hope our audience appreciates it. We'll be sharing the link on social media and on our websites as well. So we thank you so much. And Rafael, what's the best means for people to follow you? What's your Instagram, your Facebook page, and so forth?
I'm writing to my Facebook and my Instagram right now after coming back to the sport. But my Instagram is Rafa,
R-A-P-H-A, Milagre,
and my Facebook is
Rafael
Milagre,
mm-hmm.
and it was very nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much, and we look forward to doing that video with you, so best of luck this coming weekend. Yeah, you knocked your socks off in Salt Lake City, girl.
thank you so much. Let's see how it goes.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hot Spot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle and bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, Pro Prep Meal Plan is the answer. servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. Pro Prep Meal Plan.